This is Desert Island Goals. I am Andy Heaton. I'm delighted to be back, and I'm even more delighted to be joined on the latest edition by Andy Godfrey. Andy is a good friend of ours, good friend of the Anfield Rap, and is also the Academy Director at Seven Elite Academy, and has been a lifelong Liverpool fan. Seen us win it all now, I think, mate, isn't it?
Getting there, mate. Getting there. Obviously, despite obviously being the age, I've been doing it, you know, over 20 years now, the coaching, and been in some unbelievable places, been around some unbelievable people, and been on quite a journey, but still relatively fresh, to be honest. Still got a long way to go, but yeah, all good, and thanks for having me, Andy.
No, fantastic to have you. And before we get into it, you've actually worked for Liverpool previously as well.
Yeah.
At the Academy. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate enough to coach at Liverpool Academy for, close for 12 years in different kind of capacity roles. Obviously, the first role, literally kind of coming in on trial as a coach. Obviously, Stewie Gellin at the time back in, I think it was 2006, just on the back of the FA Cup win. I was doing quite a bit in grassroots football and helping out with Bootle schoolboys at the time. And yeah, getting some players over into Liverpool's doors at the time. And yeah, got asked to come in on trial as a coach. Could last for anything from a week to 6 months. Carl Robbo, obviously the Oxford manager, he was obviously heavily involved as well, obviously with them kind of conversations and discussions. And yeah, went in, obviously went in with the babies, as we call pre-academy nowadays. And obviously done a lot of stuff with the international soccer schools, community work, and obviously academy work as well. And yeah, left that last role in 2017. It was unbelievably tough decision to come away from the club that you love, but for kind of career progression goals, it was one that I had to kind of take with both hands.